Welcome. You're listening to Mark Olsey and the Pledge Talk blogcast. I post regularly on three topics: healthy communication, conflict prevention and resolution, and the accompanying relational culture that is critical for both. I write so that marriages and families can have rich conversations and grow strong, so that friendships can deepen, so that churches can experience community that transforms, and so businesses can develop a safe environment for all to communicate openly with respect, thereby resulting in greater productivity. I hope you enjoy and learn much. Thank you for listening to the Pledge Talk blogcast, because what you say and how you say it really matters. Friendship. Learn this key and experience its power. We all need a friendship or want one. Someone might object and say that's not true for them. They're fine on their own. But that's not really true. We were made for relationship. It's part of our DNA. When you or I deny this, it is only because we have been hurt by one or more who have claimed to be our friend. We don't want to be hurt again, so we lie to ourselves in order to silence the inner cry for relationship. Sadly, it leads to a life of loneliness, boredom, and bitterness. We were never meant to be alone. The greatest joys in life are experienced in relationships with others. So what about that friendship? How do you go about creating one or making the ones you have even better? And what is the power in a true friendship? You have to know a key. It is found in an ancient proverb. Zarin and I have three children. Along the way, we've been very blessed to have others call us mom and dad as well. As our kids approached school age, we taught them a key to a great friendship. It is found in an ancient proverb, a wise saying. It says, "He who wants friends must make himself friendly." We taught our children the same proverb again when they went to middle school, high school, and even college. Each of our children practiced the proverb well and have wonderful friends to this day, wherever they go. Those who want a friendship must make themselves friendly. The obvious question is, how do you make yourself friendly? Well, there are many ways, of course, such as encouraging someone, standing up for them, giving them something of value, or going out of your way to help them. No real surprise here. We have heard this kind of thing before. I want to talk about a more specific way that involves the way we relate to them. Our daughter is working on a massive project, a curriculum that she hopes one day will be adopted by schools to lead children into the experiential knowledge of how to make and keep friends. She calls it the Pledge of Friendship. She is taking the principles of Pledge Talk and applying them to building friendships. Think of how this might work for you. First, remember the principles of Pledge Talk. Pause, listen, echo, disarm or declare, give and engage. Intentionally apply Pledge Talk to your friendships. Now imagine you are with a person with whom you would like to build a friendship. Here's how. Pause. Might I suggest you think more, a lot more, about the principle of pause? To become a good friend, it is critical that you pause before you speak. Pause to think about what you are going to say and how you are going to say it. Another proverb, 18:21 in the King James Version, says, "Death and life are in the power of the tongue." Everything you and I say has the power to tear someone down or lift them up, bring them low as to the grave, or raise them up as to bringing them life. I have been shamed, called names, yelled at, and poked fun at. No doubt you have too. I am thankful I can also say I have been deeply encouraged, shown great care and love, and felt strongly supported by the words of others. Death and life in the power of the tongue. No doubt you also, just like I, have experienced times when words come out of our mouths and we wished we could have a do-over. I look back and shudder at comments I have made in the past towards my wife and others. Our words can bring great pain and sorrow to our relationships. Each of us would do well to practice pausing a lot more than we do in our conversations. Mastering this principle alone would go a long ways towards creating or improving a friendship. Listen. Listen to really understand that person you are hoping to befriend or with whom you want to develop a deeper friendship. There are realities being experienced in their life or world that they want to share with someone. Be that someone, and you will make a friend. Echo. When you are able to echo back what someone has said, it shows that person how much you really care because how well you listened. It will deepen the friendship. Declare. When someone shares their thoughts or ideas, declare in some way that you appreciate what they said or see value in their point of view. Thank them for sharing. I have a friend who does this with me regularly. Each time I experience his genuine care for me and our friendship is strengthened. Give. Give your thoughts when invited or ask to give your thoughts. Consider how this might better a conversation. Rather than each party jumping in with whatever they have to say whenever they want, mutual respect is demonstrated throughout a conversation as time is given for each one to speak. Engage. Make each of the pledge talk steps a daily part of how you engage with others, and in so doing, you will be making yourself friendly. Use pledge talk to make yourself friendly and experience its power. John Gottman, nationally renowned therapist and researcher on successful marriages, in his New York Times best-selling book, The 7 Principles for Making Marriage Work, says he has found that happy marriages are based on a deep friendship. Beautiful. In her article, Beyond the Classroom, The Importance of Friendship for Success in School, Lori Futterman says, children are not born with social skills. Parents need to help prepare them to interact successfully with peers. Yes, of course. So why not start by teaching your children pledge talk? Jane Collingwood, in her blog post, The Importance of Friendship, references Tom Rath, Gallup Poll Organizations Director and Time Magazine, saying, having a best friend at work is a strong predictor for being a happy and productive employee. Totally makes sense. Having good friends at a job has always improved my work. Practice the pledge of friendship every day to improve your marriage, have better relationships with children, and enjoy going to work. Remember, he or she who wants friends must make themselves friendly. As you finish listening to this, will you make yourself friendly to me by taking one or two actions of the following? Number one, share with me whom you will implement the pledge of friendship. Leave me a comment on my blog post below. It'll be encouraging to me and build our friendship. Or second, will you share this with one person today? You have been listening to Mark Olsey and his latest blogcast. Go to pledgetalk.com where you can sign up for this blog and take Mark's online course, 6 Steps for Healthy Communication and Preventing Conflict. Until next time, thank you for listening to the Pledge Talk blogcast, because what you say and how you say it really matters.